time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Pam Boyd. She is the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, and we've got a great event. This is one of my favorite things that United Way does. I love this event and for what it means and for what it stands for. And it's their Soul to Souls pop-up shoe shop going on August 12th from 9 a.m. to noon down there in the Peace Gardens. And Pam, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know what? We got something in common. This is my favorite event that United Way does too.
I love this event. And I love what it stands for. And the fact is that, you know, shoes should be one of the last things that a kid has to worry about to go to school.
Well, yeah. And, you know, our focus with United Way is in three areas. It's in health, education, and financial stability. And this hits so squarely on every single one of those areas. I mean, and specifically, we always say if a kid is worried about their feet, how are they going to study math? You know, and when you're really talking about improving a kid's educational experience, you know, it's such a big job. Big, big job. How do you do that? Well, you know what? You do it in little pieces. And our little pieces, we make sure that they have a pair of, you know, quality, well-fitting shoes to start the school year.
And you guys started this here last year. You did it last year. And let's just give some background of it. Last year, how many shoes did you have? How many pairs?
Well, last year was our first pop-up shop. We'd given out shoes for several years, but it was our first pop-up shop. We had quite a bit of inventory in the office, so I said, well, we ought to just do an event, you know? So I had about 150 pairs of shoes, advertised it. I was thinking, I'll be really glad if 50 people show up. And at 9 o'clock in the morning, there was dozens of people already waiting at the Peace Garden for us to set up, and we had all our shoes were gone in 20 minutes.
And you said the great thing about it too was, and you kind of got a little taste of Carbon County and how people are. People got there early and you were just setting up and they helped you set up, didn't they?
Yeah, it was great. It was like, I said, you know what? I'll do this as soon as I can. Please give me some patience. And they were not only patient, they were worker bees. It was great.
So once again, it's coming up the next one on August 12th. That's a Saturday. It's from 9 a.m. to noon. And you're going to be prepared this year.
Oh, we are so much. We learned so much last year. And number one, there's going to be about 500 pairs of shoes out there for people sizes preschool through men's 13s, you know, so it's preschool through high school. And we have good quality footwear. We've got measuring devices. We have a lot of volunteers to help us out. Really exciting. We really feel like we're going to give people a really good option this year.
And once again, all they're saying is if you need them, you got to come down and you need to bring your child with you, correct?
We're asking you to bring your kids with you because it kind of defeats the purpose of having a well-fitting pair of shoes if you don't fit them, you know? So, yeah. And you know, just want to have that chance to interact with the families. And, yeah, so bring the kids down and we will suit you up.
Get a pair of shoes on their feet. And then you also were saying that this one's August 12th, but we've talked in the past about how big the area that you cover here in Eastern Utah is. You will be going down to Blanding as well, correct?
Yes, we'll be going down. We'll do a pop-up shop in Blanding on September 23rd. And then we're going to do one up in Roosevelt. We haven't nailed down our date yet or a location there, but we are going to be doing one up there, too. So it's a great program. It travels. It enables us to really work in the different parts of our district.
And as you said, as we've said in the past, that's a pretty big area. I mean, you cover basically the eastern slope, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I tell people, you know where Wyoming juts into Utah up at the top there? If you take a line and you go basically down to Arizona, that's my area.
That's where you cover. So once again, this is going to be a great event. If you are in need, if you know someone that's in need, let them know about this. August 12th down at the Peace Gardens, it is their second pop-up shoe shop. Bring your kids down. Make sure they get fitted for those shoes. And if you've got any questions, you can call you down there at the office, right?
Yes. And, you know, and I wanted to add in, too, a question that people have a lot is, do they have to bring paperwork? Do they have to fill out an application? Nope. Bring your kids down. We'll get them some shoes.
Come down and show up. and get some shoes on your feet. Another great event, and it'll maybe be the next big event after this one that always goes on every year. It is the Day of Caring. That's slated for September 9th this year. And you were saying, when are you going to have applications ready again?
We will be starting accepting applications for projects that people would like to see done on August 1st. And, you know, just so people can kind of understand, you know, if you have an elderly neighbor who kind of needs weeds pulled and a lawn mowed, or, you know, just things that people could do easily that doesn't require special skills or anything, you know, that's the kind of idea if we do it. Or if you see you know, projects around town, you think, oh, you know, we could use some help there. Last year, oh my gosh, they tackled the River Park trailhead there, you know, down there. And it was kind of mind-boggling the amount of tumbleweeds and weeds. I mean, the pile was bigger than a dump truck. And it was amazing. And it was like ants on a cuckpate.
Right.
It was like...
And the thing about it, yes, that's a big project. But as you said, it doesn't have to be a big project like that. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that we see every day. You know, you have an elderly neighbor that needs some help with some yard work or something like that. And you know they can't get out and take care of it. Those are the kind of projects, too, that they're looking for. And so let's get those projects in starting August 1st. The applications will be available. You can get those filled out and in. And then, of course, volunteers after that, civic groups, church groups, everybody. Get your friends and your family together and get ready to enjoy Day of Caring. But the one we're talking about right now, August 12th, it is the Pop-Up Shoe Shop. It's a Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon, down there at the Price City Peace Gardens. For questions, just give them a call at the United Way of Eastern Utah at 637-8911, and they will take care of it. And they'll get you all hooked up and let you know anything more that you need to know about it. Pam, thank you so much for taking out the time. Appreciate you coming in as always. And go out and give away some shoes.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.